Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, and today we're talking about things that you do have time now and stop letting them pop into the last minute. So guys, you guys know that we're in quarantine because of the coronavirus, right? And we have a whole bunch of stuff that we gotta do. And so yeah, and we have like homework and school, but when you're done with that, what do you just do when you have, when you've been wanting to do something for so long and you just never had the time? And now we have the time, we're just pushing it all the way to like the end of quarantine until you're busy again. Guys, this is what you do. Stop laying it off. Don't lay off the things you wanted to do. The reason I'm telling you guys this is because if we keep laying things off until we're busy again, you probably will never get to do it. It's like, do it now if you want to. If you want to start singing, record yourself singing and post it on YouTube or TikTok or something like that. Post it somewhere and people will get to see it and start liking it. If you want to make music videos like I did on my YouTube channel, just without me singing, make them. Use GroovePad. I use GroovePad for my beats. It's really good. And like, yeah, guys, don't stop pushing things off. If you want to have a glow up, look something up on Pinterest. They have a lot of glow up ideas, and do them. Stop pushing them off to the last stinking minute. Do it. Don't push them off. Just do it. Just do it. If you want to have more cuter outfits, get a sewing machine fabric. Okay? Guys, stop pushing things off until the last minute. Just do it. Okay, guys? You guys, just do it and stop pushing them off until the last minute, guys. Because you really like this. Wait, not done yet. If you want to be a fashion person who makes a whole bunch of outfits, guys, guess what? Get fabrics in the sewing machine. You guys want to help? My grandma's in the background, if you can hear her. Hey guys, if you want to help people, get a sewing machine and fabric and sew up some masks and give them away to people. Or just help, guys. Stop pushing up until the last minute. Guys, just be, do what you want. We have all the time in the world right now. We're in April, I think. April, we have May, June, and July. We have 4 months until, like, we have 4 months because as soon as May passed, we're out of school. So we have 2 months. We have 4 months to do whatever we want, guys. When June and July, when we get hit June and July, you have all the time. Just do it, guys. So we're in quarantine, we can't leave the house or anything to get our essentials. Guys, just do stuff. If you want to help clean up your house, clean the kitchen, clean your bedroom. Guys, stop pushing things on until the last minute. Just do it. Hope you guys really like this video. Hope you guys really like this podcast. And guys, remember, whatever you want me to do, either comment on my music videos on my YouTube channel. I'm a kid family channel, so like you can't really comment on my music videos. It's called Best Sleeper Ever and Sleeping. Yeah, Sleeping is not a good one. Best Sleeper Ever is the best one. Because, yeah. Or comment on my TikTok, Taco Cookie Lover, guys. Hope you guys really feel bye.
Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, and today we're going to say 10 things to do in quarantine. This will be in my next two podcasts. I'm going to say videos because I'm a YouTuber. Okay, so guys, one thing you can do when you're in quarantine is that you can make slime if you have glue, contact solution, and baking soda. You can make some slime or borax, and I don't know how to make the borax solution, but you can activate things with borax. Or if you have Tide, you can also activate slime with that. Guys, you can do that if you're really bored. The next thing you can do when you're really bored in quarantine is learn a new dance. Yeah, you can learn a new dance or learn a new trick or a gymnastics move. You can do that. Like, I've been learning how some new gymnastics moves, and dance moves. Like, I'm learning a lyrical dance right now. It's really fun. And guys, a good person to learn to, and guys, you can also stretch, like, to get more flexible. And a good person that I watch, her name is Anna McNulty. Go to her YouTube channel. She's really cool. And another thing you can do is to watch ASMR or something, because it makes you feel more relaxed and satisfied. I've been watching a lot of ASMR and slime videos because it's awesome. And so, guys, that's what you can do. Watch ASMR or slime videos. And, guys, I've been watching slime videos, it's with an in-or-out challenge. So, guys, watch some slime videos with in-or-out challenges in them. They're really, really fun. Because, like, I've never been out of anything except for a TikTok one. Because, like, they had a whole bunch of dance moves in it. And I did all of them. So, yeah. The third thing you can do is, you guys all have desks right now, I think. Most of you guys have desks on, right? And so, you can redecorate your desk and watch some YouTube videos how to redecorate your desk and some cute designs for it. Like, I have not redone my desk. That's for a whole entire new YouTube video. I did redecorate my desk on my YouTube channel, but I messed it up again, so that's for another YouTube video. Remember, go. I actually did change my YouTube channel name, guys, so it's now the Bunny Team, or Bunny Squad, obviously. But look up the Bunny Team, and you'll find me there. I have a cute little bunny on there. It with a capital B, not a lowercase b. There's two people have that name. There's someone else that has that name, and I have more videos uploaded than him. Or her, I really don't know. And guys, the fourth thing you could do is you can go watch some Netflix on your TV. And so guys, yeah. So you guys can watch some Netflix and just chill and relax. It's like a little movie night, and I'm doing that. And the next four are for American Girl Doll fans. Yeah. And the last two are some surprise fun things. So, number five is for American Girl Doll fans, like the next tour for American Girl Doll fans. So, number five is you can watch some new hairstyles to do on your American Girl Doll or on yourself. Yeah, so look some up on YouTube, and they have really cute hairstyles. Number six is that you can make some new clothes for your American Girl doll or yourself. Have a sewing machine or a hot glue gun. Number seven, you can learn how to wash your doll's hair. Because it's really easy and really fun to wash your doll's hair, because if your American Girl doll's hair is really dry, I mean, like, dry to the touch, and it needs to be moisturized. Look up how to wash American Girl Doll's hair, and you'll find some good videos on too. What I found was really helpful. I don't remember her name though, so. Yeah, and number eight is that you can make. So, you can also make your American Girl Doll a cute little desk to work at next to yours, or make her a bed or something. But most likely make her a desk because she can work next to you. And you guys are both like homeschooled right now. So yeah. Woo! And number nine, these are for people who want to help. Number nine, you can sew some masks for people and give them out to help them. And number 10 is that you can help clean up your house. That's help clean up your house and make sure everything is sanitized. And the germaphobes out there, it's your time to shine. Get rid of all these germs in your house, guys. Hope you guys all stay safe, and hope you guys have fun. 10, like these 10 ideas for this podcast. Then next year, you're going to be fun for 10 more. Wait, it's like there's technically 30. So guys, hope you really liked this video. Hope you guys really like this podcast. So, bye!